I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
At the Ridge Senior Living on Foothill Drive in Salt Lake, it used to be a revolving door of guests. Now, families must reserve individualized suites.
They can sit and visit, and then we disinfect. We have really good ventilation in these spaces where we can completely air it out. And during the holidays, we're doubling those.
Marketing Director Cindy Fye says families sit distantly, separated by plexiglass, and are also taking extra precautions.
As COVID fatigued as they are, they don't want to infect anyone either, so they're very, very respectful.
It's a different story for this Salt Lake County man who wants to remain anonymous. He says his 86-year-old grandma in a Davis County assisted living can't leave her floor, and her room isn't really set up for window visits.
There can be things dropped off if she needs to, you know, have something purchased by the family, but she's really just turned so much more into an introvert. It's sad. You want to go visit her, but she's kind of lost a lot of hope to have visitors in a lot of ways.
At Covington Assisted Living, who has three locations in Utah County and one in Farmington, founder Mindy Hill says they are trying to safely prioritize in-person visits.
Those that come to visit, it's two at a time, 18 and over. They do have to have their temperature taken. They do have to answer a questionnaire, and they do have to wear masks at all times.
Back at the Ridge, they encourage online visits.
The social media, the Zoom, you know, the FaceTimes, we do that all day, every day.
And window visits.
People are always opening their windows and getting serenaded.
And at Covington, they're trying to get creative with what they can do.
So we've enlisted the youth to from home with whatever materials they have at home, markers, pens, papers, stickers, do a door decoration in a Ziploc bag, gallon Ziploc baggie, or a brown paper sack.
But for others, this holiday might not be as cheery.
So right now, my grandma's just said, just don't visit. It's not really worth it for us.
Hill says there are some things you can do to help.
This is definitely a generation where paper mail is still super popular. Really, truly, I think what these folks need more than anything in the whole world is people to listen to them.
Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.